It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
I just found out my married son had an affair, and the woman may be pregnant.
Like, when I drive to work, I see pineapples.
I breastfed all my children at the same time. I also breastfed my husband.
What?
And then all of a sudden, this thought creeps into my head. What if I teleport to the roof?
You guys want to talk about boobs for a quick second? We're going to get into some ghost stories and stuff like that. But, Lauren, I posted a picture of you as a penis.
I am not friend of. I am not housewife, maybe. I am housewife.
I just don't see a reason for me to listen to your podcast.
Okay, all right. Okay. Needless to say, we wind up having sex. Nick!
I think my life without television would have been drastically different.
Sex in a car is probably something you're not that great at.
I was great at that, actually.
Rich Wakili is not hairy.
I will say this. No one gets more unsolicited drinks thrown at them than Al.
Lauren Scalia is my Venmo if you guys want to send me some money.
Chris Manzo, as usual, nothing changed there. Having you on the show was a mistake.
Here's my thought. I just had an idea, but I forgot it.
The dating life in general should have just straight up contracts. Should be like sports.
What's up, everybody? Dear Abby. Hey, Cam.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm all right.
What's going on?
Long time no see.
I know, man. It's been pretty much every day.
Yeah.
Every day this week, pretty much. Mm-hmm. But all good things, though.
Yeah, I enjoy it.
That doesn't bother me at all.
No, I like it.
So we had a fun little day. Really quick shout out to everybody that came to see us Black Friday.
Oh my God, yeah, that was great. Great turnout.
We're gonna keep the flowers there, I think, for the whole month of December or something like that.
You know what? I had people come in every day so far looking for them.
Really?
Swear to God.
So you've been selling them?
Yeah.
You were gonna hold that information out on me?
No. I have it aside.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna keep. I have a count.
Oh,
I
yeah,
took
no.
pictures
I,
and
I
everything.
Have, I have a side. Have
Guys,
aside.
I am on top of Candace, okay?
Oh, yeah.
I am on top of this stuff. I know
how
this
be,
goes.
Because you know if you hit me the list, I will lose it.
It'll disappear.
It'll
stuff
be gone.
Fell. Oh, my God. I lost it.
It's fall
a whole
behind
thing.
The dresser.
Real quick, one of the big things people are buzzing about right now is the pigs.
I personally yeah. am excited.
So I'm going to get the pigs.
I know.
I've asked
I've
the community
seen
for help.
I've you on the phone three times.
I've asked the community for help. This is very, very big. It's important to me that the community assists me in my swine search.
You're pigging.
Yeah, right.
Pigging.
This is not a joke.
No, I know.
Okay. So I'm really, really hoping these guys come through. We've had a couple of people reach out, but I think I'm getting closer to finding my mini pig tribe.
Well, we thought they were going to be available at the exotic pet store, and they were not in stock. They were not.
No, I was pretty upset about that.
But again, I heard somebody else, mini pigs on Facebook, $80. I know that they are available. Aunt Fran is going to kill us.
Well, I just, no. We're going to raise them as our own. It's either us or wherever they
will
go.
We will never cook them, ever.
Mm-mm.
The others might.
They're not for slaughter.
No. They are for pets.
Yeah. I just want to be in a situation. Now, Mom is insisting she doesn't want her own pigs. She's going to train the pigs. That's
she
fantastic.
She was so excited. Were you there when she said it? Tell you what. I'll get a pig. And I said, oh, yeah. And she goes, and guess what I'll name it? And she did that thing where she puts the finger in the air, like all an idea. She goes, pig.
Yeah. No, she was on this very show saying that she didn't want her own pig. She's getting her own pig.
She's not.
I want a family of pigs. This is not a joke.
Yeah, piglets.
And it just needs to happen. And I think I'm willing this to happen. I really, really am. And I think if we have a family of pigs. No, I really have.
Yeah, I
want. And, you know, look, I'm a guy that knows what he wants.
Yeah, you want a pig.
And I want a pig.
Pigs. Multiple.
Baby pigs.
Piglets.
Like, and I am not going to get one for myself, per se, but I am also taking it as the gift or of the pigs,
right.
I will be naming everyone's pig.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's a named pig.
Yes. Well, one is already called pig, so
right.
we can just
well,
say that'll do,
that
that'll do
be
pig.
Dom's,
that's
whether
Mom.
She likes it or not.
Yes. Baby Joey, who's going to be getting a pig, I'm going to name him Baby Yoda.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The one that looks the most like Baby Yoda is the pig I'm going to name.
Okay.
I haven't figured yours out yet.
Oh, wait, am I getting a pig?
You're going to get a pig.
Oh, great.
I don't. It's like, no one's excited for this.
No,
you can't say no to the pig.
Do it because nobody wants it. That's why you want to do it the most because you're going to be like, here's your pig.
Yep. Yeah. And what are you going to say? Because the kids are going to freak out.
It's going to be so cute and small, and even I'm going to like it, but Aunt Fran is going to kill you.
No. I mean, why? I'm saving them.
Anything I do that involves an animal at this juncture. She's mad at me.
It's going to be a pig and the pig starter kit that everyone's going to get.
Like, hey.
Whatever the pig comes
not
with.
Not like, hey.
Whatever.
Like,
I don't, you know, hey. No, no, no. Like hey. Yeah, whatever. Whatever is necessary for the pig is, what, yeah. is what's going
to
come.
I don't know what they eat. We're going to have to learn that. Well, the trainer can figure that out. Don.
I mean, you know, I've heard of people doing tricks with their pigs. Think about it.
I'm very into it. I mean, I didn't know I was getting one, but I mean, you know, I'm into it. I feel like it'd be super cute.
I'm excited.
And I heard I know somebody that got one that it turned out to be really big. I would like mine to be small forever mm-hmm. if we could work that out.
Well, that's what I'm working on, but I don't know if it's a myth that these small pigs exist. We're gonna get into it,
yeah,
but
okay.
you know
right.
the community,
well, the community has to come
helping. You know the community helping. That's gonna be very very big, very very important.
Okay.
Definitely make sure we're gonna have a couple announcements on this show, but make sure you check Candace's store out for you know just obviously helping support the fam. Number one and number two, the flowers will be there. Number three, the T-shirts are done. We're gonna get them up and
right.
running.
Right.
Hopefully, we already have, but we're all working on that. But we just went from talking about the pigs. I want to move from pork to beef.
Oh,
get that?
Beef.
You like that? You like that?
Yeah.
A couple of things, really quick. Well, on that subject, before I get into the actual question, I'm going to
so
answer. You like that?
Good.
Now we've got a real showdown,
all
and
right,
I'm very, very happy this
I'm
happened.
Excited.
You're going to be pumped up. But in the fight realm,
okay.
Somebody wrote in and said we should call the Green Jacket coach the Hulk.
Oh, that's a good one.
I like that.
I got a lot of people. I got a lot of random names, but now I can't think of any of them, and I have to go through all my DMs. Of course, I don't remember, but there was like at least four, and I was like, oh, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
I got to look back now. But the Hulk is good.
The Hulk is good.
But is the Hulk like a good person? Because this guy was a dick.
Well, I guess he can't really control himself. It's a whole thing. And, you know, it's got to be the right,
all right.
the right circumstances.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But anyway, we'll get into it. But basically, I was delighted to receive this email at dearalbumailbag@gmail.com.
Okay.
I was unaware that the Dear Abby column
okay.
is still active.
Oh, me neither. I thought that was like 1916. Like
I thought
then.
It was done. Apparently, it is Abby's daughter that runs it. Now, we've talked about that a couple times. I thought even that, though, was done.
Yeah, I really thought this was for like the 60s, 70s.
I thought it was behind us. This question right here marks a critical moment in Dear Abby history.
Ooh.
A member of the community has beef with Abby and has asked us to address the response.
Okay.
And this was really, really exciting. I've got everything from they've sent pictures, but it's a fantastic. It's a question and then a question.
Okay.
Never happened before.
All right.
So
I'm
this
ready.
Is the first ever Abby versus Albie right here.
Ooh, showdown.
I can't even believe this. It comes in dearabbymailbag@gmail.com. This is just straight through the email, comes and starts with, Dear Abby, please, please, in all caps, for the love of baby Jesus, rectify this answer given by the turd of the universe, Abby's daughter.
Ooh.
Normally, I roll my eyes and keep it moving. I love people that say keep it moving. Normally, I roll my eyes and keep it moving. But I am in such disbelief how dismissive someone could be when the purpose of their column is to provide advice and guidance. I still think mental illness is such a taboo subject for many people and many households, but the more we talk about it, the more we normalize it, I hope anyway, right?
Right.
I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who feel just like this, myself included on some days, or similar, and may not have someone to talk to about it or know how to start the conversation. She's trash. Her advice is trash. Please fix.
Wow.
Fantastic. And then there's a picture... that looks like it's from, I think this is from the OJ.
I'm so confused.
It's the actress that was in American Horror Story. And I think it's from the OJ series thing that they did.
That is confirmed.
Yeah.
That is.
And
the Marcia Clark.
Yes. And it says, I am begging you from my soul.
This is
dead serious.
Yeah.
So then there's a link right here, the copy and paste to the Dear Abby. So, this is the Dear Abby question.
That she wrote in.
That the writer to Abby wrote.
Okay.
And then I'm going to read the Abby response.
Ooh, I didn't know we had a response.
Well, it's a question about her answer.
Okay.
This is wild that this happened. This is awesome. I'm so excited about this.
I know. All right, let's hear it.
This is my football field. Dear Abby, lately, I've been feeling down with myself. For the last year or two, I have been really insecure about the way I look or act. I'm overweight, and compared to my grandmother, I look like I'm pregnant. The way I act is strange. I talk to myself when I'm alone. I prefer to keep to myself and don't really have any friends. At school, I eat lunch alone at my own table, literally. I suffer from depression and anxiety, yet my dad says I'm just overreacting. My sister talks bad about me every day. I used to cut, not because I'm suicidal, but because I wanted to feel something different for once. Dad forced me to stop. I'm sorry this is all jumbled up. I'm not great at explaining how I feel. How do I fix me, hidden in plain sight?
Wow.
That was the question.
That's a very deep question.
Very, very deep question. I've got plenty of thoughts on just the question in and of itself, but we need to address the answer.
All right, let's hear the answer.
Okay. And honestly, I haven't read this. I saw the opening and I was like, oh, this is going to be fun.
Yeah.
So I left it alone. The response from Abby. Dear Hidden, if it's any comfort, many people talk to themselves. When I do it and someone catches me, I explain that I'm talking with my most interesting conversationalist. Hmm. I am, however, concerned that you are socially isolated. This is something you should discuss with your school counselor. There is a national organization called Beyond Differences that is dedicated to ending social isolation among young people. It started a program called No One Eats Alone. It's their most popular program, and schools in all 50 states participate. It educates students on how to make tangible change in their own schools. The website is, beyonddifferences.org, and if your counselor is not aware of it, he or she may find it of interest. Now,
that's the whole response?
That's the whole response, and this person is pissed. And basically, now to go back to her thing, basically what she's saying is they're dismissive. They feel that that answer was dismissive.
It was.
I think it was played safe.
Yes. I think that, you know, nowadays people don't want to touch certain things because they're scared of what could come back to them for, you know, their response. So that was, like you said, a very safe response. But it was also not answering her question. It was basically pushing her off to somebody else.
Which I don't like.
No.
Because if they're coming to you for advice, I mean, this is what you should be doing.
Right.
So that's my little beef there.
There's nothing wrong with putting that little tidbit at the end.
And that's great. But I think there are things here, right? She's saying, how do I fix me hidden in plain sight? I'll tell you what I really get from this.
Mm-hmm. This is a great question for you.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. I feel like you're good at this.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't know if I am or if I'm not, but this is just what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And this person didn't write to me. Mm-hmm. Didn't write to you. Didn't write to the Don.
Mm-hmm.
It was, this came third party.
Okay. Okay. Got it.
But what I will say is, we're being asked to rectify the answer.
Right.
To me, I think the right answer is, when you're reading this, okay, what I honestly feel, this is somebody that is very aware of themselves.
Yes.
They're saying the way that they act is strange. They talk to themselves when they're alone. They prefer to keep to themselves, don't have many friends, okay? Suffer from depression and anxiety. I'm being told I'm overreacting. I feel like when somebody has, I'm not educated enough on mental illness to say what it is, but when you're self-diagnosing yourself like that,
yes,
you're a very self-aware person.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is somebody that when you demonstrate that, okay, and you're saying, here are things that I'm doing. I feel insecure about the way I look or I act. I'm overweight. I look like I'm pregnant. All these things, okay? These are things that are making her upset with the identity she has of herself. And she needs to kind of be led down a road initially, okay? Mm-hmm. Which, like, look, her getting help and all that other stuff, okay? I'm always a fan of that. That's great. But also, she needs to be told that part of this is the self-image she has and needs to be guided in a way, I personally think, where she can just say, hey, look, if you feel that you're overweight, okay, you have to first learn to just love and respect yourself. That's where it's got to come from. And then say, I want to get help.
Exactly.
And then here are some ways that you can get help, but you're doing that out of a place of self-love, not a, oh, don't worry, I talk to myself too.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is that?
No, I think you're right. And I also think, I mean, the weight is, to me, the least of all in this whole thing. Mm-hmm. However, since it's the first thing she says, to me, it seems like it's important to her, being that it's really the first thing,
yes.
right? That she
yeah,
spoke
that's
about.
Why I brought it up too.
So I think that, and I this is going to sound really ridiculous, but it's true. I go through phases where I'm very up and very down, and I feel like, you know, I call it in a funk, and I feel like I get into a depression. I'm by no means clinically depressed or anything like that, but I feel like everybody has those times. And whenever I have those times, I am not a person that works out. I hate the gym. I hate all that shit. But it's very true that when you do exercise of any kind, of working out, the endorphins in mm-hmm. your brain
yeah.
do make you feel less depressed. And yes. I really do feel less depressed.
Yeah.
I think that if this person did something, not for everybody else to fit in, but for herself, for her mental health and for, you know, her image of herself, like you said, going to the gym, she would meet people. Mm-hmm. She would work out and she would feel better about herself. And in turn, yeah, if you lost weight too, you'd feel good about that as well.
Well, if you're saying that, you know, you are feeling down at yourself and you're overweight and, you know, all these things, you're correlating those things together.
Yeah.
So there are things that you can do to change that.
First
of all, you have to be okay with, you know, there are a lot of really, really great things about everybody that exists just in the skin that they're standing in. That's great. You got to start there.
Yeah.
If you're not if you're unhappy with how you look for that, right, for reasons that are, frankly, not for just the societal idea
like
of what
you yourself
think you're supposed
don't
to
like
be,
it.
Right? You can do things to change that, because all you really are in your physical appearance, and I go through this constantly. I've gone back and forth with this stuff all the time. I find that my self-image and how I'm looking at other people does have a lot to do with that stuff. Mm-hmm. If I feel like I'm on top of it and I'm putting work in, it's just another thing that makes me feel like I'm taking steps towards improving my life in a variety of ways.
Yeah.
And I find that those things are connected, right? That being said, if you are now, you know, you're out there, you're working on yourself and you're doing it for the right reasons, that's a great thing. Okay?
I think that she would see a big difference, not in her physical appearance, but in her mental state, if she started to work on this, see the improvements, watch things, like do a calendar, like really mm-hmm. keep track of it, and you will see a big difference. You'll give yourself more meaning. That's kind of what I'm
saying. Well, if that's how you're defining it and that's what you want, but at the same time, like, you know, you're saying to yourself too, like, that the way you look, right, physically, is the sum of decisions that you have already made.
Yes.
And if you start deciding right now,
that's a good way to put it.
It's true.
Yeah.
I am going to make strides toward going towards a vision of myself that is healthy, that is rooted in things that make me happy, not that I'm doing for other people,
mm-hmm.
then you start making those decisions and you start celebrating the fact that you're even making them in the first place.
Right.
And you start living in that reality now. Like, that's how I do think that is a very, very big piece of things. Mental illness and all of that is a very, very real thing.
Oh, yeah.
That being said, you can do that in tandem with things that you can control. I think it's very rare that you're this cognizant of what is going on with you. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, she's very
aware
of
what upsets
you.
So now that you're aware of that, that's great, because you're identifying the issues and you can attack them. But then besides that, where I think there definitely needs to be somebody else brought into this is when she talks about cutting herself.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
That the second you go into that direction,
yes,
you definitely need to get professional people involved, and I get it.
Right.
Okay.
But there's other things that you could do too, like you said.
But when she says, look, my dad forced me to stop, I think there's a lot of issues here where this girl wants to feel
mm-hmm.
acknowledged
right.
by the people that are around her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you might pin the issues that you have around the people that are there, but it's really important, at least in my perspective, I think, to say, all right, well, you know, just she's got to feel supported. And I think where it's got to start with, hey, listen, you are 100% a worthwhile human being to have on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
You got to start feeling good about yourself. The ways that you feel you have the mental capacity and power in your own hands to actually address that stuff, address it. The ones that you feel like are way out of that, you know, your ability to do that and you need help, go get help.
Yeah.
And here are some resources to do it. That, to me, I think makes sense.
Right.
Not, hey, here's a website.
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean? What would Abby do hit with, you know, like the pineapple question if this is how she's...
She wouldn't do shit.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, hey.
She wouldn't do shit.
Here's a link to swingers. Is that how you're going to handle stuff,
Thanks
Abby?
A lot, Abby.
Come on.
Well, that's why it's Abby's daughter and not Abby. No, you know what? She probably listens to this. Probably
I don't
like
think
that.
She does. I don't think she does.
No, I think that was a bullshit response. I do agree with you. And, you know, not for nothing. Like, I appreciate that person writing into us. I do.
Well, the person that wrote it, let's be fair, did not write into
the girl, she wrote to us saying, screw Dear Abby's daughter. I like it.
Well, I guess she's basically saying that, like, you know, I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who feel just like this or similar that may not have someone to talk to about it or know how to start the conversation. Her point really is, you know, she's coming to that column because she doesn't know how to start the conversation with the people around her.
Yeah.
To that end, I get it.
Yeah, me too. I do.
You know? And now they're coming to us to just start problems.
Which I'm fine with, too.
Well, we know that. We know that.
I'm fine with it.
There is probably so many organizations that Dear Abby would send you to take, like, you know, the angst out of the football games.
And so many other things. That's just really the tip of the iceberg. It's the only thing that's come up. There's many other things, but whatever. It's for another day.
Anyway, all right, so getting into a new one. This came in via the Gmail, Dear Albie Mailbag at Gmail. This is from Tracy.
Tracy.
Dear Albie, my boyfriend is angry about how much I'm on my phone. He says I love it more than I love him, and it's going to cause us to split up. He thinks I focus on what's happening on social media way too much, and he actually thinks I have a phone addiction. Mm. I'm trying to explain that I use my social for my job. I own a dog grooming salon.
Oh.
And I'm responding to customers, looking up new ideas, posting pictures, etc. He doesn't understand how important this is to my business. I also don't want to lose him over something so stupid. Please help.
Tracy, I live
your
life.
This is very canned.
Yeah, I have this problem every single day of my life. It's true. Yeah, I have the same kind of situation, really. I mean, I am on my phone a lot. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I do wonder if I do also have a phone addiction, but I am on my phone a lot for many different reasons. One, you know, mainly it's my job. My job is on my phone. Like, I work from my phone pretty much, you know, 90%, unless I'm sleeping, I'm working from my phone, you know, and same thing. I'm posting pictures. I'm responding to DMs. I'm trying not to ignore people. If I don't do it for one day, you know, the whole thing with Instagram, you don't show up in people's news feeds. That's like a problem for me, you know? So I understand Josh gets really, really mad. It's probably one of our biggest arguments that we have. I can't say that it's annoying. I will say it's annoying because if I don't do these things, and if Tracy doesn't do these things, she's going to, her business is going to suffer.
That's, well, do you really have boundaries, like, with it, though? I mean, because, like, I'm obviously,
I think I need some boundaries.
I'm very, very guilty of this. I mean, I've got, I don't even know how many things going at one time. I mean, you're even talking about, like, you know, this is a language I speak really, really well. At the same time, it hasn't been in a position, at least I don't think, where it's affected my relationship, because I'll be very open about that stuff at the get.
So right? am I.
Well, in a situation where it's a marriage, I think that some boundaries might need to be in play in the sense that, hey, look, like, you know, I promise I won't, like, it's a 24-hour world, okay?
It is.
But with the social media stuff, especially if you have a regional place of business, right, you know when your people are on.
I know. And in my brain, and I'm sure that, I don't know, dog grooming, maybe it is hourly. You know, mine, it's like East Coast, West Coast, like, seriously, you know, and I need to be catering. The only thing that I could think of is having hours, like you just said, like maybe turning off from 8 to 10 and spending time with your significant other from those time during that time and not touching your phone, as hard as that might be, you know, how much you feel like you're missing. But at least that person doesn't feel super rejected. I mean, that's what I've thought about doing. Have I done it? No. Mm-hmm. But it's Christmas, it's holiday time. I can't really.
Well, look, holiday time and all that stuff, I think maybe you would. I think it's just communication like anything else. Like, if you're going to be busy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You wouldn't, like, if your husband was going to be home from work late and didn't tell you, you'd be annoyed, right?
Right, yeah.
So, I mean, it's kind of the same thing. So, like, if kind you're going to keep going,
yeah,
you know, just because you work from home and you're there present, if you're not there present, like, really in a mindful sense, is it really the same thing?
Right. I listen, I 100% agree. I feel like a dick. Every single time he says that, I'm like, ah, and, like, I put my phone down and I'm like, all right, forget it. Just pretend it's not there. Just focus on the TV. And, like, I try to forget about it because I know that you're right. And for Tracy, your boyfriend or fiance, what was it? Fiance, boyfriend?
I forget.
But no matter what, he's right. You know, my husband's right. We should put the phone down. We do need to disconnect. The entire world needs to disconnect for a couple of hours a day. But I do understand that that's not the way it is.
Well, no, you've got tools, though. Like, you can run analytics and know when your followers are actually, like, you can map it out to say, hey, look, I know I've got to be posting stuff till 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, like, listen, just, like, if I'm doing it at 9:30, then, yeah, you want to get on me, get on me.
Right.
But, like, that's
all
fair.
And I think that that's the answer for her. Set some boundaries. I should follow my own advice. I guess I'll give it to you and pretend I'm going to follow it. My advice would be set some boundaries, maybe from, like I said, 8 to 10, 7 to 10, whatever it is. Put the phone away. Maybe put it in a completely other room so that you're not tempted to look at it, you know, when you pass by or, like, it's right on the dresser, how easy it is to kind of, like, look. Maybe put it in the other room completely. I have a friend that charges his phone in the other room and goes to bed. And I'm like, really? And he's like, yeah, it's downstairs. It's downstairs. I'm like, that to me is just fucking crazy. Like, what happens? What if someone calls you in the middle of the night? He's like, so I'll get it in the morning. And I'm like,
yeah, I'm as attached to the thing as anybody. So
me
it's
too.
But like, I just think at the end of the day, there are so many ways for that to get misconstrued if you're not.
I do, you know, look like I'm not paying attention to him at all. I do. And I'm sure Tracy is doing the same thing. So my advice to you, Tracy, is don't be me. Give yourself some boundaries. I will try to do it too. I think we should really do an experiment and see if we could really do that. Because you're the same.
Oh, yeah.
Even when we do this podcast, mm-hmm. one of us is talking right now, mm-hmm. Al's on his phone. Yeah. When he's talking, I'm on my phone.
Well, but this is good to know because I'm on the phone for a completely different reason. This is where the questions are.
Okay, so, but most of the time, we are doing that. We are just as guilty as Tracy.
Sure, sure.
Tracy, we are with you.
It happens.
But
Tracy,
we should do an experiment. We should do that.
Have a little boundary, that's all.
We should put it in a basket. I thought about that. My friend has a thing in her house where she has a basket, and every day when everybody comes home, whether it's her, you know, her kids, her husband, everybody, herself, phones go in the basket. And I'm like, for how long? And she's like, they go in the basket until it's time for bed. And then they get their thing. They respond to their whatever for a half hour before bed. And then that's it.
Well, the kids, that's fine for the kids. I think when you're running a business, it's a little bit different.
100%
Like,
different.
I'm forced often to be a very 24-hour guy.
Me too. And I don't want to be, but I am. I'm very 24 hours. It's all night. If I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning because something happened, I will check my phone.
Yeah, but I think it's
respond.
Just communication. That's all. You know?
I know. We need to set boundaries.
Set boundaries.
Tracy, boundaries.
I think you guys go out there, do your thing, and then come back. And report back to us because I think that'll be good.
I'm going to try to test that. And then this way, you know, I'm going to see how that goes.
One last thing.
Ooh.
I'm getting to the business of podcasting with you guys real quick.
The business.
We decided early on we were going to do this ourselves, mm-hmm. and push it ourselves. I've been very vocal about the fact that I didn't think this show was going to be around very long when we started. I didn't mm-hmm. think we were going to get the support we had. I didn't think this whole community thing was going to happen. I just thought this was going to be, here's 5 episodes and people are going to hate it and goodbye.
Yeah.
We're not supposed to do a bunch of things. You're not supposed to talk about how many people listen. You're not supposed to share that information and all that other stuff, right? We've had a lot of people pushing this show and because of how it's been doing, have been coming to us to advertise on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I really have been thinking a lot about it with this whole team and everything and what we've kind of built here and the fact that we've done this for free for the last year. I have not made a single dollar off this show.
Right.
That is not because it's not worth anything. It is because, frankly, I really appreciate the fact that I'm having as much fun with this as I am.
And we are having fun.
And we have a ton of fun.
Yeah.
And it really does feel like the community thing sometimes. I get more blow-ups on my DM from Dear Albie than my personal phone.
Me too, by far.
It's insane.
Yeah.
I take that really, really seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, what we expose everybody to from an advertising perspective means a lot to me. Mm-hmm. And we've had a lot of people that'll come to us now and say, look, we want to do a big advertising deal and just say you endorse this product and blah, 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 blah. And I look at this and I say to myself, all right, well, does this work for the community or not? Kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And we've been really, really selective because, yes, like I said, we're having fun. Mm-hmm. And they want us to kind of play by their rules and all these other things. So a couple of people that wanted us to advertise, some pretty decent sized companies, mm-hmm, we've been talking to for the last little while. And, you know, they basically, you know, wanted to do like tests. And say it's like, hey, we're going to spend this much, which isn't really what the number should be. It's semantics. I'm not going to get into it. But, like, you know, we want to basically to prove that you guys will, like, buy stuff afterwards. Mm-hmm. And I said to myself, like, that's not what this is.
Right.
Like, when we call it a community thing, I mean it.
Right.
And it really does feel that way to me. So, like, we've tried to demonstrate that. Like, for instance, we got the T-shirts, right? The T-shirts came from Red Poppy that they emailed us. If you guys remember, they messaged us with, you know, a girl wrote in, mentioned that she had a T-shirt company. Candace has a T-shirt company.
Right.
We could have easily just done through Can. Mm-hmm. But the point is, like, you know, at that time, it was kind of previous to that. And I want to kind of keep it in the family. Mm-hmm. So all these companies, there's a bunch of them that are kind of like watching the show, see how it does. Mm-hmm. Here's the stuff I'm not supposed to say. Mm-hmm. We're, as of right this second, it might happen by the time this show airs, I've come up on 1 million downloads.
That's amazing.
That's way bigger than anything I ever thought this show was going to be.
Totally.
It's gotten number one in its category a handful of times. It's been on the top 200 list more times than I even have remembered. I didn't do that. Everybody listening at home, the team and all that stuff did that.
Community.
The community did that. And I think to show everybody that's been thinking about, you know, jumping in on this and investing some money and all that stuff, which, like, honestly, yeah, if we can do that, great. Okay. I think everybody deserves it. Everybody works hard. So they want us to prove to them that, you know, the community is mobile, will buy things. So here's my response to that. My answer is no. And we're not going to do that because we are a fam here.
Right.
And we look after each other.
True.
So here's what we're going to do to thank you guys for doing what you did with this show. For the rest of this month, every single question that comes into this, I don't care if you guys run a fucking popsicle stand in your backyard, you got a small business, you got something that you guys want to push, your family's in something, I don't care what it is, I don't care if you guys just like Fruit Loops and want to give Fruit Loops a shout out, I do not care. You guys built this thing, so that whole platform is yours. It is not ours, it is yours. And you guys should be the one benefiting from it, not some asshole that we have to basically convince to back it up.
Yeah.
We've done the show for free for a long time. I'm going to keep doing it for free until it makes sense to me that we respect you guys enough to do it. And until that day comes, okay, unless one of you guys want to write me a big ass check, we'll talk. But until that day comes, okay, this show is your guys' show, so plug whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
That's what
I like
I'm going to do. Okay.
I like
and
it.
When you guys see, because I know you're listening, when you guys see that it worked, my answer will still be no. So anyway, dear albumailbag@gmail.com, blow us up. We love you guys. It is a very, very, very big deal. I don't know if that amount of downloads is crazy in podcast land or not, but it's a cool number for us. And we love you guys for it.
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. I think it's awesome. I have so much fun with the show.
You didn't know that was coming. Are you a little freaked out right now?
No.
You like it?
I'm all about it. Yeah. Not, you know, it takes a lot to freak
small,
me out.
Small business Candace. I mean, you know, you're
yeah,
all about this stuff.
Small business. I am. And I that's why I think I appreciate it. Because I could not, you know, as a small business, write into a podcast that, you know, gets that many downloads and be like, hey, you know, I'm going to pay, you know, X amount. Like, it's just not in my budget. So I appreciate that you're giving the little guys a chance.
Hey, man, charity, business, whatever, do things that are like, you know, Plug normal stuff.
Normal
you know,
stuff.
I don't
want
to be like having to look up stuff all the time. Come on.
Yeah.
I don't want to give Jules that much work. It's going to be final soon. I'm trying to leave her alone.
Poor Jules. It was Jules' birthday.
I know. Big shout out. Happy birthday, Jules. I text her.
Okay.
And I said we're taking her out this week. We have to take her out.
Yeah, I wrote her.
So we're going to get that set up. But happy birthday, Jules. You have definitely, like, you know what I mean? That's a big reason. Like, that kid really inspired me to work harder on this whole thing, too.
Yes.
She's been amazing.
She works super hard.
I'm glad that we get to hang out so much more. The show's brought a lot of really good things into my life. And I'm not doing this, like we're doing fine. But I do think everyone's work should be rewarded, sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to do it in a way that honestly, like, I think we have something more valuable than that.
I was going to say, something that can maintain some value. So it's not just another bullshit commercial. Something.
Yeah,
that
look, man.
Value.
And, you know, look, I want to get a line with people that get it.
Right.
Okay. And if there are companies out there that get it, then great. Okay. Until then, I'm not desperate.
No.
Okay. Not you, Wild Foods. You guys are cool. We've had a lot of fun. You know what I mean? Like, we just wrapped that up, but you guys are all right. You guys are cool.
Yeah.
But honestly, like, you know, but there are
somebody
things
that gets it. Somebody
least,
that respects it. The hustle.
I'm getting on the phone with people and I understand what they're saying and I respect what they're saying. And I'm like, you know what? Yeah, cool. Let's work together. All right. But
yeah.
I really do take this serious. I'm not going to push some garbage that I've never touched before.
Right.
Okay. In front of you guys. Not going to do it.
Right.
Okay. Now, at that same time, you know, the right things will come. But until then, okay. You got charities. You've got, you know, I don't care what the hell it is.
The mom and pops, guys. We all have it. Mom and pops.
Your guys' show. It's your guys' platform. Do whatever the hell you want with it. You guys have earned it. You guys put us here. We love you for it. And we'll be back.
Yep. Tell your friends. Tell your friends. Tell your friends.
Peace out, guys.
Bye, guys.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.